A man who's no doubt ready for sunshine and 43 degrees. It's Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And I noticed you did the forecast up to and including Sunday, but you did not go into next week.
It's going to go back to cloudy in 20s.
Exactly, yes. That 43 degrees, which incidentally keeps growing. When I first saw the forecast, they said 37, and then they said 39, and then they said 40, and then they said 42, and now you say 43. Maybe when it actually happens, it will be about 55. But whatever, we are in the month of February, and some things can be quite weird the way they will change. And yes, the temperature will warm up, but then it's going to get cold again. I am very interested to see what this is going to do to the snowpack. No doubt there's going to be a good amount of melting, and then followed by the freezing will make for crusty conditions. Now, crusty conditions can have a little bit of a difficulty in our world. But for many critters, crusty conditions are really good because they'll run across the top of it and they won't be sinking in like a lot of them are doing right now. I had the experience yesterday of walking on a lake, and there's been a lot of talk this winter about travel on lakes, and I could certainly understand why. Every step I took, it was squishy. Now, it doesn't look that way. You stand on the shore and you look out and you see this nice snow cover. Get out there and walk in it, and every step, like I said, every step is squishy. Why? Because underneath this beautiful snow cover, there is slush. And much of that slush, thanks to the snow cover, is not frozen. And so you can just step in. You're essentially stepping on thin ice that is with water underneath it. And, of course, there's a thicker ice underneath that, so you're not breaking through the lake. You're just getting into the slushy stuff. So we take a deep snowpack, put it together with slush, and that makes travel a little difficult for lots of us, and not just humans, but for other critters as well. I'll talk more about that in a moment, but I want to look back at the wonderful month of January. I think January 2020, we broke out of a pattern. And for the first time in months, we had a month that was first half and second half pretty close to being the same. The average temperature for the first half of January was 15 degrees. The average for the entire month was about 16 degrees. So not much of a change. We got about 7 inches of snow in the first half. Second half, we got more than that. We got close to 11 inches of snow. But we haven't had a snow of any amount since the 17th. And so that could be changing. The statistic of note is, well, actually, it's two of them. One of them is the depth of the snowpack, which has been somewhere in the area of around 15 to 20 or 25 inches. It has been there since the 1st of December. That's a pretty thick snowpack. And number two is the total seasonal amount of snow, which is now at 74 inches. Normal would be maybe 20 inches less than that. And so the average amount of snow we get for the entire season is 86. We've slowed down a great deal. Wonderful month of February begins tomorrow. And tomorrow, February, like I said, has some strange things. But if you look at the average statistics, the average statistics tell us that February is our driest month of the year. It's also the month, winter month, of least amount of snow, only about 12 inches. Now, of course, Mother Nature likes to throw in exceptions, and last February was a wonderful exception where we got 3 feet of snow, record-setting February. However, remains to be seen. It's also, you mentioned getting up to 43 degrees on February 2. February 2 is also the anniversary, 24 years ago, of the coldest temperature ever recorded in Minnesota up at Tower, minus 60. A lot of people talk about that, and we certainly had plenty of cold right here at my house. I estimated between 45 and 50 below. But what most people don't talk about is 1 week later, it was up in the mid-40s, above zero. So February can give us a lot of weird changes. One thing, however, that is consistent with February is the days continue to get longer. We passed the threshold a few, maybe 5 days ago. We passed the threshold of 9 hours of daylight. And by the 8th of February, we will be 10 hours of daylight. And by the end of the month, we will be 11 hours of daylight. So the days continue to get longer. And as a result, things are happening. I just came back from a walk a short time ago. And outside, when I was walking, I heard turkeys gobbling. Now, to me, that is a relatively recent sound for us to be hearing. But to me, it's always a sign of spring is appearing or starting to appear. The males have to show their dominance in their society, and they do so by gobbling, and it's more likely as we get into spring. In addition to that, there are other critters that are making sounds and so forth as we get further into this time of year. I think most notably are the woodpecker drummings. I hear them every day. Usually it's the smaller ones, the downies and the hairy woodpeckers, that get onto a branch and bang away with their bill, making a drumming sound. However, this week I heard the first of the pileated woodpeckers drumming, and that is a nice, loud, resonating sound, just a terrific thing to hear. Once again, associated with late winter, early spring. There are ravens flying in pairs right now. There's crows becoming more vocal and more gregarious. I heard a nuthatch calling when I was out, and chickadees will soon be giving their what's called a Phoebe kind of song as well. So things are definitely happening. And here's one to think about. If you took the days from the winter solstice in December and the equinox in March, which this year is March 19th, and you looked halfway through it. Halfway through is early February. Or to put it in different words, we are halfway between the first day of winter and the first day of spring. Other things of note, plenty of mammal movement. I've been talking about before how this is the breeding season of the canines, the foxes, coyotes, and wolves, and they're active. I see their tracks every day. Snowshoe hare been very active. Cottontail rabbits very active. With this mild spell, who knows, we may be seeing skunks and raccoons and perhaps even chipmunks. And then there are those that are active, but they're active for a different reason. They are just plain hungry and looking for food. Deer, I see deer coming to my feeder every day. I've been finding fisher tracks a great deal this month. Pine marten tracks, which up until 2 weeks or so ago, I almost never found, but I've been finding them regularly, including as recently as yesterday. And then a couple days ago, I found bobcat tracks. These critters show that there is some movement because there's somebody out there who's hungry. And we still have plenty of time to go. So we'll see what this winter is going to give. And yes, I call it winter. So,
All right. Well, we're not in windspring yet. Is that what you're saying?
No, we're not in windspring.
No. But I like to dream about it.
Until that thick snowpack out there melts.
In other words, Monday or Monday, depending.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks right. a million, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular and much-loved feature of Fridays right here on Northland Morning.